Today, we're making our annual summer visit to the program archives, and during this second hour of With Heart and Voice, Richard Gladwell introduces us to the girl choristers of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo.
For quite a number of years now, girls have been the makeup of many church choirs in England and America. This program is devoted to the girl choristers of St. Paul's Episcopal Cathedral in Buffalo, New York. At the time of these recordings, Dale Edelman was the conductor, but he is now the music director of All Saints, Beverly Hills, California. We're going to begin with Andrew Cantrill at the organ of St. John Vianney Chapel, East Aurora, New York, playing the Berceuse or Lullaby from the 24 pieces in Freestyle by Louis Vianne.
Thank you.
Andrew Cantrill at the organ of St. John Vianney Chapel in East Aurora, New York, playing Berceuse from the 24 Pieces in Freestyle by Louis Verne. Well, the choristers of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo, New York, are well known in North America as one of the finest ensembles in an Episcopal cathedral. The choir consists of 14 senior choristers and 10 junior choristers that age between 8 and 18. Here they are to sing three short pieces, the first by Bach, Komm in mein Herzenhaus, which is from Cantata BWV 80, followed by a setting of Ave Maria, Hail Mary, Full of Grace, by Marcel Dupré, and the third piece by Samuel Barber is called Sure on This Shining Night.
Come in my heart.
The girl choristers of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo, New York, sang three choral pieces, Come in Meiner Herzenhaus by Bach, Ave Maria by Marcel Dupré, and Shore on This Shining Night by Samuel Barber. You are listening to With Heart and Voice. From a recording called The Beauty of Holiness, here is the Te Deum in E-flat by Herbert Howells. Dale Edelman conducts. Daniel Fortune is the organist.
Thank you.
Herbert Howell's Te Deum in E-flat was sung by the girl choristers of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo, led by Dale Ottleman. Today we're making another visit to the With Heart and Voice program archives, and coming up, we'll hear music by Gabriel Fauré, J.S. Bach, and Charles Callahan. I'm Peter Dubois, and you're listening to With Heart and Voice.
Here once again is organist Andrew Cantrill to play the Largo e Spiccato from the Concerto in D minor by Bach after Vivaldi. Organist Andrew Cantrill playing the Largo e Spiccato by Bach after Vivaldi. The primary duty of the St. Paul's Cathedral Girls' Choir is to provide musical leadership for the cathedral's 9 a.m. Rite to Eucharist on Sundays and a service of choral evensong on Wednesdays from October through May. From a communion service by the French organist-composer Jean Langlais, we hear the Gloria, Sanctus and Benedictus from the Missa in Simpli Citate. Once again, Dale Edelman conducts the choir.
Oh.
And we were listening to the Gloria Sanctus and Benedictus from the Mass in Simply Citate by Jean Langlais, sung by the girl choristers of St. Paul's Cathedral, Buffalo, New York. This is the choir we are featuring on this program today. Membership to this choir is open to girls 8 through 18, regardless of religious background or prior musical experience. The girls rehearse twice weekly during the course of the academic year. Here they are to sing Pie Jesu from Requiem by Gabriel Fauré, Bach's Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring, and Jean Langlais's Prayer. Andrew Cantrell is at the organ.
Thank you.
The Pie Jesu from Fauré's Requiem, Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring by Bach, and Prière by Jean Langlais were the three pieces just heard and sung by the choristers of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo, New York. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Here are three more choral works, two by American composers, Charles Callahan. We hear his setting of Psalm 121. And then comes Calvin Hampton's arrangement of the hymn Fairest Lord Jesus, and the final piece, the Jubilate Deo in E-flat by Herbert Howells.
Thank you.
Herbert Howell's Jubilate in E-flat was sung by the Girl Choristers of St. Paul's Cathedral in Buffalo, led by Dale Ottleman. Thank you for joining me for this special exploration of the With Heart and Voice archives. I hope you've enjoyed hearing from Richard Gladwell in this program featuring choirs from Australia, New Zealand, and Buffalo, New York. All of the selections on today's program are from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to the show on the web at withheartandvoice.org. And we hope you'll like us on Facebook. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.